Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And I pray that you'll be blessed as we share these next few minutes together. A few minutes before coming on the broadcast, I was rereading and meditating on the concept of obedience and what significance that means in our lives. Romans 6 and 16 says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." And it is so important for us to understand authority and obedience in the way that God looks at it. Many of us, because we've experienced the abuse of authority in our lives by those who were over us, perhaps it was parents or teachers or even in a church situation, there are those who operated in a way to abuse the authority that God had given them. And because of this abuse, many of us don't have really the right appreciation of what obedience to Christ means. And let's just lay hold of this. I pray, Holy Spirit, you'll just open our hearts to understand unrighteous authority. Some of the negative things you've experienced by those who did have authority over you, if it's unrighteous, it breaks the human spirit. However, Christ's authority, that authority brings healing to the whole man. Even godly authority is required for our good. Doesn't it say that's why God gave fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the edifying of the body of Christ, the building up, that we all come into the unity of the faith, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. And yet, God does not demand or force obedience on us. We have free will. We're perfectly free to spurn the glorious redemption of Christ and His great precious promises for our welfare and happiness. As great as those promises are, as tremendous as the ministry and the atoning work of Jesus Christ, all that He went through to secure the blessings and benefit of the new covenant, we're not forced to take them. And you've probably heard it said, if anyone, you know, God doesn't send anyone to hell, it's someone's choice. They choose to refuse the Lord. They choose to refuse all that He stands for, all that He offers. And God is not unrighteous. He allows, sometimes people are just in ignorance, they don't have understanding, but He deals, I believe, with each heart. So there is a real opportunity to accept the love and the care that God has for us manifested in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Servitude to anything other than God brings bondage and slavery. Think about what I just said. Servitude to anything other than the Lord will bring bondage and slavery, because that's not God's plan for man. Yet God's infinite love reaches out to every living soul, and He says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." He knows what is best and what will satisfy our souls to the fullest. The only true liberty we can ever experience is found in allegiance to Christ. All of creation travails in pain, waiting for the manifestation of the glorious liberty of the sons of God. That's Romans 8. 8, 20 through 22. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. The Holy Spirit, beloved, desires so lovingly and so gently to bring to our awareness areas where you and I still may be in bondage in some way, perhaps bad habits, addiction, ways of thinking and acting that belong to the old man. Do we have the faith in God to simply let go? The Holy Spirit's power is more than sufficient for any deliverance that is needed in our lives. Christ never demands obedience, but he offers a way of escape. How he yearns for us to see the more excellent way, which is his way. The question is, do we really trust him that we will be the better and happier for it? Do we have the courage to say, yes, Lord? Obedience to Christ is the only way to true freedom and satisfaction of all desires of the human heart. He is our sovereign Lord. He knows what you and I need. You know, over the years, I've heard so many reports of blatant sin and unrighteousness in the body of Christ. Scripture talks about the perilous end times in which we live. God's judgment are going to be poured out upon the earth, but not before judgment begins at the house of the Lord. And my cry and prayer is for the church, that our lives will be cleansed from sin and the little foxes that destroy the vine. I'm just going to pause here, and I want to just pray with you and wait on the Lord and share whatever God would give. Father, I thank you for this time. Lord, I just praise you that you are a wonderful, gentle, merciful God. You desire obedience. And Lord, you said it's better than sacrifice. And so, Father, I pray for a willing heart. Lord, you said your people would be willing. And that's what we look for, Lord, a willing heart. In the day of your salvation, Lord, your people would be willing. And so, Father, we thank you that you are going to create in us a clean heart, a right spirit within us. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for direction. Thank you for your healing and the faith that you will impart to every heart to know that as we yield to you, it is for our blessing and it is for our good. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my child, I know the path has not been easy. You've even questioned if it is the right path, for you would have chosen another way. Yet I know the destination that I have for you. I'm bringing you the shortest way. My grace will flow in increasing measure unto you. As you press on, you will see the obstacles and stumbling blocks are not as big as you thought. The faith I have given you will cause them to vanish away, and you will move onward. You will not faint or be turned aside. Then you will realize how little faith your faith has been in days past. And as you exercise the faith that I've given you, you will lay hold of new victories that I have for you, as well as abundant joy. No longer let fear bind you. See it for what it is. Don't give up. And I would have you to just rest in me concerning your spiritual walk. I know you desire so much to please me. You've heard it said time and again, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Beloved, is it not true that that which has begun in the Spirit cannot be made perfect by the flesh? It is after the fashion of the world to strive after the goal desired. However, in my kingdom, it's not at all that way. It's a way of peace and righteousness. It is a way of faith, not works. A way of trust, not trying. Yes, it is good to labor and to be diligent in that which I've given you to do. The word says, whatever your hands find to do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord, and not to men. However, in that good spiritual work I'm accomplishing in your life, it is the way of yieldedness and the way of surrender. through the power of my Spirit. There is not, hear me, beloved, there's not a single work of the flesh that cannot be mortified and brought to death. Not one, I tell you. As it is written in my word, you cannot, by taking thought, add one cubit to your stature. If you are not able to do that which is least, why do you take thought for the rest? For I speak concerning not only the natural and material needs of your life, but that which pertains to godliness and your spiritual walk. All your needs are supplied by your loving Heavenly Father. His love is great toward you, and His mercy never fails. Therefore, fear not, little one. It is truly my Father's heart to give you the kingdom. He earnestly desires that you partake of all the vast treasures and all the limitless resources of the kingdom of God that are yours as joint heirs with me, your elder brother. Therefore, don't fret. Relax in me. Love me and praise me. I will show you the way. It is a pathway of love where our hearts are joined as one. As you shall see me fulfill my promise to you that I will perfect all that concerns you, you will know that I am with you, says the Lord. No longer let fear grip your heart. Understand it for what it is, and don't give up, but keep pressing on, and rejoice, and start skipping, for the path that you are on right now does lead to higher ground, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's an old song we used to sing. I know at Drek Valley we used to sing a lot of the hymns, and that old song says, to be happy in Jesus, you have to trust and obey. Amen. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you today, and I trust the Holy Spirit will seal those words to your heart. In the time of battle, you will know God is with you and that He is there to give you victory in every situation. This is our faith that overcomes the world, this is our victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Praise God. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to jot down that contact information. I would so love to hear from you if you have prayer needs or if you're just being blessed by the broadcast. Won't you write? Until next time, I love you. And this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,